Me'ilu pek dal mishne dal. Da pigu v'anoisem itzdafim zen zeh. We continue with our dinim of tziruf. Two different types of yisurim. We pointed this out in the previous mishnayis. Of pigu v'anoisem not mitzdaf to be mashlam. A chatzik zayis of one and a chatzik zayis of the other. There's no malchus or no kares. M'nei shen shnei shemus. It's two different yisurim. Hasheretz v'anevelo. Sheretz and nevelo also ain't tumasim shova. V'chen anevelo b'sar meis. We pointed this out in the mishnah before. Ain't mitzdaf in zeh zeh, they're not mitzdaf zeh zeh letame. Afilu kekal shebishneim. We don't say the two are mitzdaf, the gabi the lesser amount of tumu. They're not mitzdaf. They're not miminatayne zeh zeh. The male, they don't become one thing. Hoichel shenitma ba'av hatumu. An oichel that touched av hatumu. Av hatumu is either a dead body, which will be avois hatumu, or a sheretz, or a nevela. So the food becomes a rishon. Venitma bevlad hatumu. A rishon l'tuma cannot be mitama other material kelim. It can only be mitama other types of oichel. Same as Hashem said the tires. So you have oichel rishon that touched other food became an oichel sheni. So food that was a rishon and food that was a sheni. With starfim zemze, even though the intensity of the tuma is less in terms of being able to give over tuma to others, a sheni l'tuma cannot then generate tuma of a shlishi. Only kachim and truma have a din of shlishi and kachim even a revi. But even though the intensity of the tumah is less, still mitzdafim zemzeh, it's not called a different din. That is mitzdaf zemzeh, l'tamei kekal shebishneihem. Of course, the sheni and the rishon together, whole kezayis, can't be mitame more than with the darga of the lesser of the two, which would be a sheni l'tumah. Mishnah hey. Kol ha'acholim mitzdafim, all types of oichlin, piece of cake with a piece of apple could be mitzdarif to be mashlam the following shiurim. Lifsol esagvia b'chatzi pras. Chazal were goyzer that if somebody eats macholim tmeim shir chatzi pras, so then he has tumas gvia. Tumas gvia means the body itself becomes tomei, not to be mitame, but it becomes he's in a state of some type of tumas derabonon. Even though Batsim the Oichel wasn't mitamehim. Oichel, that's a Rishon, cannot be mitamah adam v'kelim, like we pointed out in the previous Mishnah. But this is Dinder Rabbanan that Ideh the Ma'aseh Achil, it's ingested, you are what you eat, so male the person becomes a shtik tumah when he ingests tumah. But not a small piece. There has to be enough bread. Chatzi pras means a half a loaf of bread. Enough bread that a person would eat by one meal. It's assumed that a kikar is for two meals, so half of that is the food of one meal. There's all machlokes in Maseches Erevin. How much is that? Is it the shear of arba beitzim? Is it the shear of shloisha beitzim? Is it machlokes that the island will be familiar from four beitzim, three beitzim? The machlokes how much would be a chash of kviya suda when a person has cake? The famous halacha of pasah baba kisna, if a person's kviya suda, how much is it? Four beitzim, three beitzim? Some Hashem hold it's not taller than either one, but that's the same idea. How much is a is a shear of one suda. Mozoin shtei suda is leiriv. There's another man-made, another dindra bon. Chazal wa keveya, that to put down an eruv. We're talking over here about eruv etchum. He has to put down that amount of food that he would eat for shtei sudas. That should be a mokrim kavua for Shabbos. So he puts an amount that's good for shtei sudas, and that's a pras. Bekabetzo letame tumas oichlin. The other shear over here is not a half a loaf of bread, not three beitzim or four beitzim, but it's a beitzo legabi tumah soichel, which means oichel is mekabel tumah, it absorbs tumah with the shear of a kezayis, but to transmit tumah to others, it has to be the shear of a kebeitzo. It's machlok sushainim, by the way, whether that first part of what we just said is true, that in order to become nitma, it's even the kezayis. Another shear, kigregeris loitzah Shabbos, the amount of food that's choshuv, that if a person carries on Shabbos, it's called he's carrying food, is a very small shear, kigregeris, a little bit bigger than a kezayis. Bekoseves b'yamei kippurim, this is similar to a gregeris, a little bit bigger than a kezayis. And this is the shear in Yom Kippur, the regular iser achilo is not described by the Torah as iser loitzoychal, but it's that he has to be mu'una. He has to be in a state of inyan nefesh. The state of inyan nefesh, chazal u'mishayir, that the shir mideraisa is b'koseves. A lot of nafkiminis, when you learn the lomdus of iser achila on Yom Kippur, l'gabi disagdor. Not for now. Kol hamashkim mitstarfin. All types of liquid are mitstarf, the same vein. Lifsol es hagviya b'revius. The amount of mashke tmei that a person has to drink in order to be poisul gviyosa in miakilas trumo is b'revius. U'b'maloi lugma v'yam ekpurim, the amount of drink that would render one bilti mu'una, that he'd be oven, he'd be chayv koras on Yom Kippur, is maloi lugmav, is a cheekful. And it doesn't make a difference if he has a half a maloi lugmav of water and a half of milk, or whatever two mashkins there are. They're all mitzarev for that chayv koras.